A proposed six-story condo in Southeast Barrie is drawing cold stares from some of its neighbors. City councillors, sitting as planning committee, heard opposition at Tuesday night's public meeting to a rezoning application for 520 and 526 Big Bay Point Road, east of Yonge Street. Wendy Bertuccia, who has lived on nearby Warnica Road for a dozen years, says the 46-unit building doesn't fit there. These homes are 60 to 70 years old, and since their construction the area has seen a lot of development, but nothing that would negatively impact them as this proposal and potentially future proposals will do, she said at the meeting. I'm sure that no one bought their homes with even a whisper of a thought that there would be apartment buildings behind them in the future, Bertuccia added. This 0.86-acre property is comprised of two existing rectangular lots located on the north side of Big Bay Point Road. It's also located within one of Barrie's intensification nodes, where dense development is to go. Count. Jim Harris, who represents Ward 8, nonetheless asked why six stories are proposed, given what's already there. Why this built form, recognizing that the neighboring lots remain single-family dwellings and the newest development across the road has chosen to be townhomes, he asked. This is designated as an intensification node in the City of Barrie official plan, and under the current draft official plan, it is designated as medium density, where the minimum target is six stories, said James Hunter, of Innovative Planning Solutions, representing developer Moriello Construction. We wanted to maintain a six-story height because that's what we felt would transition to the future development within this intensification node, he added. Harris also asked Hunter if the project would contain any affordable housing and was told no, but that could be discussed later. The rezoning application is from residential single detached first density to residential apartment first density with special provisions. The application asks for several variances from the zoning bylaw: less front and side yard setbacks, landscaped open space, parking per unit and landscaped buffer, along with more building height and gross floor area. It proposes 57 parking spaces. Wayne and Susan Conant, who live on Big Bay Point Road, close to the proposed development, say they are opposed to it. Overall, we feel that a six-story apartment building will not be a suitable fit with single-family homes within the given area and may reduce overall property values, they wrote in a letter to the city. Townhomes would be a more suitable option given the neighborhood of single-family homes. The Conants also expressed concerns about 24/7 environmental noise pollution from various commercial and personal motorized vehicles coming and going from the parking spaces at the building, coupled with ever-increasing traffic volumes in the area. Poor air quality is another concern for neighbors, Warnica Public School students and the residents of the proposed apartment building. Bertuccia, in a letter to Harris, also raised concerns about light and noise pollution, shading, the loss of mature trees, impacts on wildlife, along with increased traffic and congestion. We recognize that growth is necessary, but we ask that you put yourself in our shoes. Imagine that this was happening in your backyard, she wrote. I doubt very much that you'd be happy about it. In fact, you'd likely be furious. Especially when there are so many other land options available. Why didn't the city consider putting taller buildings? The tallest building is six stories, at the Barrie South GO Station location, Young GO Village subdivision, where they would not have had as drastic an impact on residential homes. Why isn't a six-story apartment building being developed where the townhouse construction is across the street from this proposal? Bertuccia asked. That development backs onto a plaza and would have impacted fewer residences. A public meeting is one of the first stages of Barrie's planning process. Mayor Jeff Lehman reminded those watching Tuesday's public meeting of this. Just to be clear, council has not made any decisions on this matter, he said. Somebody has put together some properties here and is proposing a building, and it will be up to council to decide whether or not it's permitted, but it is a zoning bylaw amendment that they are seeking, so that decision is still in front of us, and that's why we invite the public to come and tell us the reasons why they may be in favor or opposed. A staff report to planning committee is anticipated to be brought forward in the first quarter of 2022 for consideration of the proposed zoning bylaw amendment application. If approved, a subsequent application for site plan control would be required.